Hi everyone, welcome to Radio Cafe English News on February 13th, supported by Kyoto Shimbun Newspaper. I'm Atsuko Naito. Let's begin with the story of Japanese traditional kimono. Kyoto City announced on Friday that they will open a pilot shop in Tokyo on March 2nd. They intend to notify more people about the attraction of kimono, which is the Japanese traditional fashion. Although people who prefer kimono have been increasing recently, sales results are in a slump in the trade nationwide. At the pilot shop, which will be open at Minami Aoyama Minato Ward, they sell about 100 kinds of silk-made brand new kimono or kimono belts designed by Kyoto's long-standing kimono manufacturer like Yuzenzome and Nishijin Ori at the price of 100,000 to 300,000 Japanese yen. They also deal with classic designed kimonos arranged modern style so that people can wear kimono stylishly even in urban city under the concept of the very first kimono for all women from teens to 40s. The name of the pilot shop is Shiroi Karasu, which means a white crow. As white animals are said to be sacred, it represents depth and elegance of tradition of Kyoto. They also intend to collect data of customers' trends and tasks to be solved and return them to manufacturers. They are going to hold a private view at the shop on February 28th, inviting Mrs. Miyuki Hatoyama, the First Lady. Restoration work on the colors of paintings has been completed inside the Amida-do Hall of Zenrinji Temple's Eikan-do in Sakyo Ward, Kyoto. The colors of dragons and beings in the pillars have been painted fresh, bringing them back to the state they were in about 400 years ago when the hall was constructed. It's the first time since its foundation of the large-scale restoration of the colors. The Amida-do Hall, containing the principal image, is said to have been at the Mandara-do Hall of Shiten-no-ji Temple in Osaka and was relocated to this location and reconstructed in 1607. The hall is a designated cultural property of Kyoto Prefecture. Before restoration, the paint was peeling and falling off, and the decorations were almost impossible to see, but following the precise survey, scenes including heavenly ladies dancing in the sky with phoenix and tigers were repainted with mineral pigment. As part of the maintenance of the temple precincts, an about 30-meter-tall elevator tower has been newly installed on the path between the Amida-do Hall and the Miei-do Hall. The temple deacons said that they intend to make further progress on barrier-free construction. Now, that was the last news for today. Thank you for your listening. I'm Atsuko Naito. Have a nice weekend. See you soon.